Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Brekeen, your host, and we have a great guest today. He's a father of a recruit, and I love bringing parents on because not only is he a father, but he's a former college football player and played professional ball, Tony Citizen, whose son is one of the top running backs in the country for the class of 2022 at Lake Charles College Prep High School, Trevante Citizen. Tony, thanks for joining us, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah, man. Look, I can't wait to talk about your career because it was a phenomenal career. And I know you're – I did my homework. You're from Church Point, Louisiana, right?
Yes, indeed. Small little town, but kids with big hearts. Yes, indeed.
We got to mention Church Point, man. I mean, that's a great town, great food. Before we get started with Tony, I want to thank our sponsors, John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now, new and used cars. Be sure to tell them Lee sent you. And also Medine's Collision. Medine's Collision is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call, 357-7983. Chris Medine, Dominica Medine, their son Jesse. It's a family-owned business with all this rain and everything. And be sure to talk to them and bring your vehicle in. Great people. But get back to Tony Citizen. Coach, your career was phenomenal, and we're gonna brag about your son, but your career was phenomenal at Church Point, and you go to McNeese State, and in your first game in 1986 against Prairie View, you ran for 306 yards, man. What, man? That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it was, man. I believe it was more or less out of nervousness. A freshman coming in than anything else, and knowing not what to expect, you know, you go through practice and you bond with those kids, with those guys, you know, your teammates, and you're going through practice. But when you actually hit the game for the first time, you know, the nervousness really kicked in. I believe it's more or less of the nervousness, because I believe even on one of the long run I had, I fumbled the ball. Mm. It was on a handoff, and I fumbled the ball. And I picked it up and reversed my field, and I ended up getting about 40 yards off of it. I was more or less nervous on that play. But
as a freshman, you're thinking, "Don't fumble, huh, Coach?" I mean, you're like, "Hey, you know."
Yeah, as a freshman, so much things going in your mindset. You know, when it's game situation, you think you're ready and you're excited and more nervous than anything else. But when you actually thrown in the fire as a freshman, not knowing. And you see the amount of people in the stand and the crowd is howling. You know, it gives you a different view of things.
That's crazy. So
it was a different view.
I was
excited and you know, and nervousness at the same time. And then after I overcame that, it was easy from that.
Yeah, and you started 4 years for McNeese State, the Cowboys in Lake Charles. You ran for 3,284 yards, which currently ranks third on the university all-time chart, first team all Southland Conference, all Louisiana pick, named team's MVP in 1989. Coach, that's when I got out of high school, 89. And school's athlete of the year for the 89-90 season. You're on a 70s all-decade team in two seasons, professional football, Tampa Bay and Miami. But at that time, it was an NCAA freshman record at that time for the amount of yards your first game. And now you have a son playing. And I watched your son play as a junior and as a sophomore. I watched the first time I seen your son run the ball, Tony, he was a sophomore. And I was just, you know, some guys you watch film and you just kind of, they just get your attention right away and you go, whoa, wait a minute. And then I go, wait a minute, I know that name, Citizen. And I called a friend of mine. I said, let me call Coach Nagel. And I called Coach Johnny Nagel, and I said, Johnny, do you know, is this Tony Citizen's son? He said, yeah. He said, Tony was phenomenal. he said, this boy's going to be great too.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on Johnny Nagel and that staff back then at McNeese, Tony, the great staff back then?
Yes, it was phenomenal. I mean, whenever you're coming into it, you learn so much. And I learned a lot from the staff, the coaching staff. Great staff, you know, whenever you have a coach that has taught you, you know, what he allowed me to do was to allow me to use the talent that I had and my ability. And he just made me to learn the game of a running back.
Yeah.
And it was more or less like a, which I appreciate that. And not only that, Coach would all not only talk about football, but he would also talk about just life in general, you know, how to be a man, you know, and just what it has to offer, a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of coaches does that, you know, but he was special in that way, you know, especially when you're going to college. It's easy when you're in high school.
Yeah.
You have so much surrounding with young men and with coaches. But when you're away from home, it's just you.
Right.
You know, so now right. You have to find that father figure. And he was one of those just running the ball.
You know, Tony, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your son, Trevante, and how he's being recruited and your thoughts on everything. And we'll be right back with more of Tony Citizen on the Sports Scouting Report. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Tony Citizen, the father of Trevante Citizen, one of the top running backs in the country. For the class of 222 out of Lake Charles College Prep in Lake Charles. Tony, before we get into talking about your son, talk about the Hurricanes, man, and everything that your school, your son, you, your family had to go through this last year and a half. I mean, two hurricanes in 6 months for a city. I mean, it you know, we were praying for Lake Charles every day here in Baton Rouge, and I know it was all over the state, Alexandria and all over, but man, for these kids to even have a football season last year was incredible, wasn't it?
Yes, we was. We you know, one thing about Lake Charles and the people in Calcasieu and Southwest Louisiana, we have some people that's so resilient into how strong they are, you know. And one of the things about it, sometimes you go through a big adversity just in life and just things that you go through and see through. That's why we tell our kids sometimes, things is not always going to be good.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through some adversity and some different changes at times and adapt to the situation. And that was just one of those things. I mean, it was really tough as for not only for my family, but just for so many that lost homes that haven't returned. But we was good. We was into a situation where, you know, just the people around you, the caring people, the people that came from other states and the people around Southwest Louisiana, you know, just coming together to help and to lend a hand, you know, and to do whatever's necessary to start life back again for those that have lost so many. So we was really, like I say, Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana, just Louisiana itself has resilient people that don't stay down.
Yeah.
That make sure that, you know, they get up, they fight, they help out, you know, just the courtesy of so many people, and even with people outside of the state coming in to lend a hand, you know, it was good to see that, you know, neighbors helping each other, checking on them, making sure that everything was good. And even with us as a coaching staff, you know, one of the things about it was that we are, as a coaching staff, it's so close on like a family, brothers. And just with Coach Franklin, you know, just checking on every coach and making sure that we okay, our family's okay, the location where we at, and to checking on the kids. And what he did was just, you know, just as coaching, we all took the time and a part to reach out to each individual kid.
Yeah.
You know, some kids are as far as Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know, here it is. You got coaches that's really calling their parents, checking on their homes, coming back to Lake Charles to find out how their home is doing. You know, just resilience as far as, you know, just the coaching staff and just the people of Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, I keep calling you our coach, but I know you're a former player too. But we're going to take a quick break. Tony, when I come back, I want to start bragging about your son. And I'm going to throw out the greatest running backs I've ever seen in 31 years from Lake Charles, including you. But I'm going to throw out three more that you're going to probably agree with me, and then I'm going to talk about your son and his ability. We'll be right back with more. Tony Citizen, father of Trevante Citizen at Lake Charles College Prep. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. You're listening to Tony Citizen, the father, coach, former McNeese State great, running back himself from Church Point, Louisiana. Trevante, your son, there's some great running backs I've seen from Lake Charles just since I've been doing it since 1990, coach. Cecil Collins comes to mind from Leesville, Eddie Fuller, Justin Vincent from Barb.
Yeah.
Are some guys that stick out to me that were great running backs in high school and college. And then I see your son, and he is the most powerful big back. And I got to mention this, you were a big back too, but he's a bigger back, a bigger version of you. And he's got a chance to be the best power slash speed back to come out of Lake Charles, I think, in 30 years.
Yes. Trevante has a tremendous size. Matter of fact, Trevante is, I pretty much look up to him.
That's saying a lot.
I'm a short back, and he's a tall back.
He's 6 foot, about 220, 218. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah. He's 6 foot, a little over 6 foot. He's 215. His weight usually fluctuates. It goes up and goes down.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Ollie Broussard that played at Acadiana. You remember seeing Ollie play?
Yes. Awesome back. Awesome young man.
I remember when Barb played Acadiana, Tony, and Barb went to Acadiana, and they ran for 550 yards between the two of them in that game. And I saw Justin Vincent against Ollie when Barb played. But Ollie was 220, 225 at LSU and had a 4.45 40, 38-inch vertical. I mean, it reminds me so much of your son because your son can hit the hole with a burst, and then he can pop out like he's 180.
Yeah.
And there aren't many people that can do that.
Yeah. I think over the years, I've realized, you know, just the ability that he has. And what also helped him out was track. Trevante's been running track for a long time, and he continued to improve on his speed. And I think that helped out on his burst, because a lot of people look at him and say, okay, he's just a big back, but they're not knowing the speed that comes along with it that he has.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people, don't look at a highlight tape only. Go watch a full game of a kid.
Yeah.
And see what he can do, even when he's not dominating, just the ability a kid has blocking. I mean, your son blocks when needed to. He's strong. I think he's naturally strong, but he's a big guy that's got that speed. And when I look at the SEC and Alabama and LSU and A&M and all these Ole Miss, State, I mean, the guys that are starting are these big backs. Either they're 5'10", like you, 220, or 6 foot, 6'1", 220. Because you can't start in SEC and weigh about 185, 5'9". I mean, you can, but you're not going to last probably a full season, right, Tony?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
In recruiting, this is what everybody wants to know in Baton Rouge, but did your son grow up a fan of a certain college? Because you went to McNeese, and is McNeese the school he grew up liking, or he's just been wide open, or is there a school that he liked growing up?
I just think that Trevante hadn't really had the opportunity to have it to soak in his mindset as far as liking school. I believe he was just a kid just enjoying the game. You know, he never set his mindset on, you know, when me coming up and growing up, you know, we all the time have idols, people we kind of look at.
Yeah.
People, you know, certain people. You know, I was one of those that would look at guys in the NFL, you know, little Emmitt Smith, those guys that was Morris, those guys that played with the Giants, shortbacks, mm-hmm. the ability that they had and the running style that they had, you know, and they created opening for guys like my size, shortback, you know, and with Trevante, he came in not knowing that, just being a kid, enjoying the game, having fun. You know, and it was never to the point where he said, well, I want to be like this back or watch this back, you know, till he started realizing he got pretty much older. And then he started realizing I like to be like this back or the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, so he kind of just being a kid. And today I believe it really don't think he that much to him, you know, the ability and what he has.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. And, Tony, I want to get your thoughts when we come back about what schools have kind of maybe y'all might be narrowing it down some, maybe 3 schools, 4 schools, 5 schools. You know, some kids have it down to 2. Some don't even know yet, you know, as a parent, you know that. But we'll be right back. We got more with Tony Citizen, father of Trevante Citizen from Lake Charles College Prep. And, look, later in the show, I want to brag on Lake Charles College Prep, Coach Eric Franklin and the job they're doing. They had 3 wide receivers signed last year, college scholarships. 3, which is a record, I believe, for a high school in the Lake Charles area to have 3 wide receivers go D1 in one season. We'll be right back with more of the Sports Scouting Report. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's 3 great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Tony Citizen, former McNeese State great running back. You know, people forget that the dad was a great player when they just start recruiting a kid, right, Tony?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but
I'm sorry, yeah.
But coaches have been recruiting your son, Texas A&M, you know, LSU. Really, all the big schools, right, Tony, have come after to make contact with you and your son, Trevante?
Yes. We have quite a bit of school have been in contact with myself, but also mostly with Trevante.
What do you think of being that you're a Louisiana guy? What do you think of Ed Orgeron and LSU and obviously all the great backs they've had? Clyde Edwards, hell yeah, speaking of a small back, doing great. You know, they've had some great backs come out of there, Jeremy Hill, you know, Cecil Collins, Dalton Hilliard from Patterson, Justin Vincent. We can go on and on. Eddie Fuller from Leesville. But what's your thoughts on Ed Orgeron with LSU and what they're doing?
I think it's phenomenal the way the program is and, you know, just the running backs coaches, especially with Coach Falk, and I know they had T-Rob and other coaches that have been there right now, even with Coach Falk. You know, he done played, he done went through the league, and, you know, he done did his time. And to gain, and with so much other running back coach of places that we have traveled, visit, and coaches that we have talked to, you know, the experience that they have, where they could bring it to a young man that's coming into college and into a position like that to know what to expect. But Coach Orgeron has an awesome staff. He's putting together a winning tradition, a family environment with his staff and with his players. You know, that's what you want to have. You want to have a player that's very unselfish, you know, and put team first. And I think that's how he's characterized not only the players that he recruits, but also his staff. You know, more of a family environment, family staff where they all come together, you know, and that's what you want to see. Kids want to see that. When you have a staff that's not together, then kids notice that. But when you have a staff that's more of a family that cares for each other, you know what everyone's doing, and besides just football, but outside that family life, kids recognize that, and they want to be a part of that.
Tony, how hard is it to tell a guy like Kevin Falk no? How good of a recruiter is Kevin? I mean, he's got, what, 4 Super Bowl rings? With the Patriots?
Yes.
And he's from Louisiana.
Kevin's a good guy. You know, I've been watching Kevin play, and not only that, my family, my uncle, really knows his dad. you know, real good as far as that goes. We have came, his family have came to a certain island that my uncle had, and I have the opportunity to meet him. But Kevin is just Kevin himself is just the person who he is, the personality he has, the character of who he is, the truthfulness of who the person he is and stuff. And he's good. The one thing about him, he relates real good with kids. He relates good with young men that's being recruited, because not only that, they don't see him as a coach. They see him more as a friend, as a father figure, that he could guide them in certain situations and tell them about what he's been through.
Yeah, yeah. And then look, he was what, a Parade All-American, Tony, at Karen Crow High School. Remember when he was a quarterback running the show, he was really like a Veer guy, but he'd run more than throw. But and then he played, what, 13 or 14 years in the NFL, which is incredible. Quiet guy, but nice guy, man. I mean, just knows when to get aggressive and be a tough coach, but also, like you said, a great young man, a great person to talk to about anything. But this recruiting from you as a dad, Tony, what's it like for you to go through this as a dad with Trevante? Now that you were recruited, but now back, it's different now. When you were recruited, it was a little differently back in old days. And now you got all these facility brags. They bring in all these different locker rooms to show off all these weight rooms and all these. I mean, it's kind of like cookie cut in a way, isn't it, Tony? Like they're all similar.
Yeah. I think for a young man today, you know, for a young man and even as a parent going into, one of the biggest things we look for is for our kids to come in and have a education. We want to make sure that not only the kids go in and you know, have fun and learn and play the game of sports, but not every kid has an opportunity to go to the next level. So you go into a campus, and one thing that most parents look for is education. Will my son graduate from school? You know, and how long will it take? Can my son leave from school? Or if he decides and he has a gift to go to the next level and play in the NFL, can he come back and get an education from the school, life lesson? Because eventually, sooner or later, no matter how much years you play in the NFL, the air runs out of that little football. So right. you have to come back and have something to go back on to for life lessons, for life itself. So I think that's one of the important things going into it, but also too, just the facilities. You know, the facility, because most places have a facility that is phenomenal, that's awesome. You know, and today, modern technology with medical and, I mean, everything is being updated. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest things that we kind of look at, the facilities, you know, the training room, and also, too, depth chart makes a big difference. You know, we look at it where, you know, usually I'll look at it as a coach, but also as a dad, I put that emphasis on Trevante, just giving him guidance, what he's looking for once he gets to college. And that's one of the biggest things Trevante is looking for, not only education, but life after college and even on a depth chart. You know, where is he? Because he's one of those that's very competitive.
Yeah, and those depth charts will change. You know that, because once the season's over, somebody might go pro early. So that'll kind of change things. But, Tony, speaking of colleges, what's the schedule look like in the next few weeks for you and Trevante travel-wise? Do y'all have any visits set up with any schools?
Yeah, this week we will be heading to Texas A&M. And then next week we will be heading to Auburn. And then the last week of the month, the last weekend of the month, heading to Arkansas.
Okay. It's do y'all have a timetable? Would you and your son like to get this over with before the season starts, or is it kind of wide open with that?
Well, Trevante and I those schools he have kind of narrowed down. Of course, with LSU being involved with it also, because he has already taken two unofficial visits over there, which we are looking forward to an official visit with LSU. But yes, we have talked about it, Trevante and I. And one other thing about it is, we know that once this is over with, he'll come into making a decision so he could get back to work.
Right, his work is
getting back to drill, getting back to working out and things like that.
And look, I got to mention this, and I know you're a football coach, you played the game, but he had 66 tackles on defense as a linebacker. And I saw him, and I want to bring up a guy, Devin White. And you know Devin White was a running back at North Webster 4 years. If he could be an All-American linebacker, would he?
Yes. Well, Trevante right now, just his skill level that he has and ability he has, he can go both ways.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those kids that's very intelligent, very smart. IQ of football is very high for him.
He reminds me of Patrick Queen that was at Levon. You remember Patrick was a running back? And then, look, he went first round with the Ravens, and then Devin White ran for like 10,000 yards at North Webster. People forget that. But he was also a linebacker there. But I'm not saying he would be one, but like you said, he could be great at either spot. And that is a compliment to your son. I mean, not a lot of running backs can be an All-American linebacker.
Yeah. Yes. He's one of those kids that, you know, I know when I was, and I tell that Dante all the time, you know, when I was playing in high school back then, even my junior to my senior year, I didn't even get out, you know. So condition played a big part. I was like on every special team from punt to punt return, kickoff return. I even did field goal. They had me kick field goals. So, and then here it is, I'm on offense as a running back form, and then coming back, this ball is turned over, I'm starting on defense. You know, so Trevante kind of just had that kind of last year. He played a lot of special teams, and also he played some, mostly on defense and on offense he played. So I told him this year, I said, you might as well get ready. That's why we kind of get into visiting and kind of just getting an idea of what his mindset is that of what he's looking for in the college. Because come July, you know, he should, by the end of June, close to the first week of July, he should have an idea of where he wants to go so we could get back to working and getting back to, you know, doing what he loves doing.
Yeah, man.
Playing football.
And look, Lake Charles College Prep, I want to give kudos to Coach Eric Franklin, the great job he's doing. I mean, taking his program to a new school, right, not too long ago. And being a powerhouse the last 3 years, and had three receivers sign, had what, five, six kids sign off of this past year's team. And what a phenomenal job at Lake Charles College Prep, huh, Tony? And just, man, it looks like it's just going to be better and better every year.
Yeah, Coach Franklin is, I mean, he's one of the truth. He is the truth. And not just because as a coach, coaching for him, but also just the relationship that he has with those kids. He instilled life lessons to those kids. And not to forget, Coach Franklin was an awesome receiver. He was an awesome player at Louisiana Tech. He started off his career at Orange High School, and he ended up going to Louisiana Tech, and he was an awesome receiver, awesome player. You know, so just the knowledge he has, and also just the training of kids. He's more of a father figure, but a friend. I call him a father figure because kids look at him. They could call him all throughout the night, and he's picking up the phone and he's answering. He didn't even went to the part where some kids' home was destroyed, and kids were staying with him during the time because their mom was like in Dallas, and they were staying with their grandmother, which was in Dallas and Houston, you know. And he took him in. He took him in, he fed him, he took him as his own kid. And, you know, they realized that he has kids also. He has two boys also. So to take in kids and say, okay, you are family too, you know, it says a highly about this young man. It says highly about Coach Franklin and the type of person he has. And to surround himself with not only coaches that just coach, but to surround himself with coaches that cares about the kids. And that's the type of staff he built. And kids is eager to play for him because not only that, he's not only a father figure, he's not only one of those that make sure kids is going to class and doing what they're supposed to do, kids believe in him. They entrust him. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they have, if they want an opportunity to go play ball in the next level, Coach Franklin gives them that opportunity. He tells them what to do, what they need to work on, and kids believe it, and they put the effort and work, not just on the football field, but they put it in the classroom to get to where they got to get at. And that's what's so highly impressive with him.
Yeah, I've been impressed at what he's done the last 3 years, 4 years with that school. And Coach, I'm so excited about Lake Charles football this year, man. I'm, you know, with Washington Marion and Sam Houston and Barb and Hamilton Christian's going to be good and, you know, all the good teams around Lake Charles that you know, and in Lake Charles College Prep, your school. I mean, DeRidder, you know, all these schools. I mean, Leesville, just to see football back. I mean, it's exciting, isn't it, that we finally just don't have the restrictions that we were going through last year, right?
Yes. It feels so good to get back to doing some of the things that we normally do, some kind of normalcy of life once again.
And being able to go visit colleges. You couldn't do that last year, right? You and Trevante couldn't go to a college last year.
No, we could. No, everything was so strict, and, you know, especially with this COVID. And not only that, just with hurricane, with so much that came on, especially with COVID, everything was at a standstill. So now it's good to see just the joy, the faces of kids, you know, and the smile that they have to get back to doing something that they enjoy enough.
Tony, if there's one school outside Louisiana, outside of LSU, who would be one right now that you and Trevante like the most that's really going to be tough to tell them no in the end?
I really couldn't say that name. I know right now we have only set one visit, which was, like I say, Texas. We just came back from Texas. And I know we have a visit, which is Texas A&M and Auburn and Arkansas. So I couldn't say. So, you know, what pinpoint, what school we would love to go to, or what school Trevante's mindset would be leaning more towards. So he gave opportunity to visit those schools and kind of see what they have to offer.
Yeah, yeah. And final question, Tony, who is your favorite running back of all time?
My favorite running back of all time. I enjoy watching Emmitt Smith. I enjoy watching Emmitt Smith so much because the type of back he was. Mm-hmm. He was never a big back, but he was an elusive back, and he ran with a lot of heart.
Yeah.
I remember one game on Thanksgiving Day where he had hurt his shoulder, and I can't recall who they were playing, and man, they took him out, and then he came back in with a hurt shoulder and scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just like, this young man here, I know he had phenomenal offensive line, but this young man here, he's a type of back for small like he was in his size. He could run inside, outside, and catching football. He had got the whole ability of catching football.
Tony, you know what impressed me about Emmitt when he was at Pensacola, Escambia High School, he was 5'8", about 210, and then he goes to Florida, and I watched him against LSU run for 200 yards every year he played LSU, and everybody. He dominated the SEC. Like you said, he was the toughest, strongest guy that I've ever seen under 5'10". I know Barry Sanders was good, but Emmitt, like you said, his power, and he wasn't a 4'4 guy. But man, when he got past the line of scrimmage, good luck trying to take him down, huh? I mean, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 4'6", 100 yards.
Yes, he played. He wasn't the fastest of guys, but he played with so much of passion for the game.
Yeah,
and with so much heart, and that's, you know, he didn't matter to him, you know, what was in front of him, how big you were. He was the type of back that was so elusive where you never know what he's going to do. And he mm-hmm. played with the passion of the game.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and I must say this, that Trevante, you know, as a coach, you know, because not only as I'm coaching them, running back, but also as a dad, but I'm putting myself in a coaching situation for him. He plays with the passion of the game. And he put teams first, and no matter what he does, Trevante is one of those that's competitive, compete. If you beat him once, he will continue to run against you until he wins.
And you can't coach that. You got to have that to be great, huh, Tony? You got to have that.
That's something you don't coach. That's something that you just have and instill within you to want to be great. Mm-hmm. You know, some kids wait, some kids just settle in, but he's one of those kids that are, you know, and I'm speaking on a coach term, he's one of those kids that leads by example. He's not a very big talker, and he's not one of those that will give you a leader, being as a leader, as a captain, but he's one of those that just leads by example. Very humble kid, very quiet, and he just goes to work. He just knows what it takes and goes to work. And no matter if he's hurting, he will continue to work.
those are things a lot of guys don't have that are talented. And, Tony, my favorite running backs, I'm going to give you my favorite small back of all time and my favorite big back of all time. My big back, Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
My favorite small back of all time, Walter Payton.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
He was, what, 5'8", maybe? 5'8"?
5'8".
About 185, maybe? 190? Unbelievable player. And Walter Payton was incredible. And he was on a lot of losing teams, wasn't he, Tony, until they got with Ditka. And they had that Super Bowl win late in his career.
Yes, hard-nosed running back.
And Eric Dickerson was 6'3", 230, ran a 4.3.
And you look at Eric Dickerson, and that's why I say people underestimate his size, but underestimate his speed, but not knowing that how fast he was.
Yeah, and Tony, they knew he was 4.3, but they forgot he was, like you said, they forgot he weighed 230. I mean, he didn't look 230. But
yes, he didn't. He worked hard, too. Hard worker.
He looked like Willie Gault playing running back.
Yes, he did.
But Tony, thanks for being with us today, and we, you know, we obviously want him to stay home and go to LSU, but we want, wherever he goes, I think he's going to have a great future. He's going to have a chance to play in the NFL, and I just enjoy watching him play, and I just, you know, I'm just proud to be from Louisiana and see some of the greatest players come out every year, and you know, I can see why he's such a good player and kid because of your background and playing ball, and you've been able to give him, you can tell that he's got a high football IQ because the dad played college ball and he's been around it his whole life. You can see that.
Yeah.
You know?
Appreciate that.
That's a credit to you, man, doing the right things, you know, raising him the right way. And but don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. We want to end the show. Everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. Trevante's going to be in our preview magazine. Lake Charles College Prep's going to be covered. All these schools, be sure to get a copy. Actually, Trevante's going to be on the cover of the magazine, which is a big thing, you know. And we've got some other players from the area actually going to be on the cover from Lake Charles. Good group coming out in that area. Trevor Etienne from Jennings, and I mean, there's a lot of good players. Iowa's got a good team this year and got some good players, and like we mentioned the other ones earlier, but we'll see everybody again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.